The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola's Foo Foo Festival. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. They're all rocking in here. I could have just played the whole song for the next half hour or so, but we've got special guests in the studio this morning on Pep Talk. We have with us the, I guess, multiple titles and people who are involved with the Foo Foo Festival 2025. Nicole Stacy is here. She's been on the show before with Visit Pensacola. She is the Destination Development VP. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Good then morning. We have, and in addition to that, we have Robbie Schrock, who I know quite well from Pensacola Beach, Santa Rosa Island Authority Director of Administration. I believe she's just director of everything on the island. We affectionately known as the Grand Poopah. Just a few things that she works on, like the air show, you know, little things. And then we have Walker Wilson, who is here with us this morning. And you are the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board.
That's right. It's good to be here.
So I was just saying, if we need to keep all of y'all on separate airplanes, because if anything happens to any one of you, everything in this town will come to a grinding halt.
Well, right? We appreciate that pressure.
Yeah, Thank you. It's so true.
There's a difference between pressure and stress.
I learned yesterday. On Facebook. So it's great to have all of y'all here. You're here wearing your Foo Foo Festival hats. So tell me about Foo Foo Festival. Obviously, it's right around the corner. And maybe some folks have seen the ads. They're thinking, what is this thing? They don't really understand. So 12 years now?
So this is our 12th year. And Foo Foo Festival is a component of ACE, Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. And we get together and we put out grants to nonprofit organizations to add to their regularly scheduled programming. Mm-hmm. So we ask them, it's always the first two-ish weeks of November.
Right.
This is our 12th year. It's going to be October 30th through November 10th this year.
Just around the corner.
It's really, next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Next Thursday, excuse me. So what we do is we say, hey, come to us with a grant proposal with an event that you wouldn't be able to do otherwise. So that's why we call them like these once-in-a-lifetime events. You got to come and check them out because they may not ever come back, or they may, you know, they wouldn't have existed without Foo Foo.
And what's really cool about that, having been involved with arts organizations over the years, there are projects you see all the time. You think, oh, I wish we could do that. We just can't afford it.
Yeah.
And this gives the opportunity to do those things that are maybe a little more avant-garde, a little bit different.
Yes.
And can bring some excitement to the arts community here. And it's so exciting because I've already looked at the agenda coming up for this week. There's something to do every day.
There's something always to do.
Yeah. there are 10 grant recipients this year, and we're so, so proud. And we're proud of Walker and the DIB. And we're allocating more than $450,000 in grant funding for the 2025 Foo Foo Festival.
That's amazing. That's very exciting.
And we're really excited because Walker's here.
Yes.
And Downtown Improvement Board has brought back the art installations.
Yes.
You know, people always yell at us if we don't have something worthy of the gram.
Well, you know what started that, of course, right?
And so
it was the umbrellas.
Yes.
Everybody remembers the umbrellas. That was so cool. So tell us about how that has all evolved.
Yeah, so last year we missed out on Foo Foo with the DIB, and I represent in Foo Foo the Friends of Downtown, which is a separate 501c3 organization that DIB created 10 or 12 years ago, really to fund the Christmas lights downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And then we began to get involved in Foo Foo Fest with Umbrella Sky, was the first big one. And so we've always, you know, looked at our big art aerial installations as kind of the front door into Foo Foo, gets people downtown, could come take a picture, put on the Instagram or maybe, you know, Facebook or MySpace back in the day when this thing started. And then go check out some of the other events. And so we've got Afterburn is our project this year, which will be located over Intendencia between Palafox and Jefferson Street.
Can you reveal what it's going to be, or is that a surprise?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to describe on air, I would say. But it's the artist was given instruction to try and theme something after what the afterburn of the smoke looks like when the Blue Angels fly by on Sunday afternoons over the beach. Uh-huh. So we're trying to bring that to downtown in between Rusted Arrow and 200 South, or formerly known as World of Beer. And so we're having a big kickoff party too next Wednesday afternoon. And we're trying to do like the Avengers of Fufu is kind of what we explained it to everyone as. And so all the projects are going to come in and do a little, you know, sort of display or have information about their project over Fufu Fest. So we encourage the public to come down next Wednesday afternoon around 5 or 5:30 and check out what Fufu's all about.
Where's that going
to
be again?
On Intendencia, right, if you get to 200 South, we'll have the road closed off on the side entrance of the Sanger.
Perfect.
And I love this year, Walker, how you're activating this space and you're going to have, yes, it's an Instagrammable moment, but you're also doing a couple other events underneath the display, I understand.
Yeah, we're trying to set all those up still, final moments. And we're working with PPD to determine, you know, how long we need to keep the road, that little section of the road closed, so it won't interfere Jefferson or Palafox, but just kind of that side street. Because when we had Bubble Alley 3 years ago now, I guess it was,
or I remember that.
2 or 3 years ago, we did not do that. And there were just people out in the street with cars trying to go by. And I was out of town, I think, and I got a call from the mayor, and he said, we need to block the road off.
Doing?
And I'm like,
oh no.
All right, let's see what we can do. So yeah,
when you're out of town, the mayor comes up on your phone. It's never
right.
really probably
yeah,
a
no,
good thing.
It's happened a couple times.
But we love it. We love it that we'll have an art installation back. And then we've got a lot of other events that are going to be taking place. Everything's kicking off on October 30th. So like Walker said, it is like the Avengers of Fufu because all of those organizations are going to come out on Wednesday to just kind of be a part of the celebration and really kick off Fufu. You played a little bit of the surprise when we started the show, but Dashboard Confessionals will be at this year's Night Moves Music Fest.
I'm so excited. I didn't realize that.
It's going to be great.
So cool.
I mean, the lineup is incredible. We've got The Luck, which is being put on by Pen Arts.
They're going to be on the show next Friday about the show. And they're bringing some artists in from out of town for that.
Very excited about that. Of course, being originally from Tennessee and, you know, they're a popular Nashville folk band, Bluegrass. Mm-hmm. So that's something I can't wait to attend that. I think I'm doing that on Monday night with Nicole.
Yeah, it's going to be
girls'
fun.
Girls' night. Okay. But then Pensacola Little Theater is putting on Somebody to Love. Rock the One Ray is a part of it this year. Mm-hmm. And Rock the Runway, if you've never been, such a cool performance. So cool how they bring in art and music and the opera and models and fashion. And they just do such a great job. So we're really excited to have them as a part of Fufu this year. Wandering Without Purpose is an installation put on by the Pensacola State College that's going to be really fun. So a lot of things, and we say this all the time, but we've got something for everyone.
Absolutely.
There's free events. There's ticketed events. There's events during the week. There's stuff on the weekend. So your kids can come out and go to it, or you and your partner can just have a date night, or you and your girls can get together. That's what Robbie and a bunch of our friends are doing over the week. So it's a really fun way to just get out and enjoy either something that you love or something that you've never done before.
Oh, for sure. And taking advantage of all the arts organizations here. So you have the grant recipients, but you also have Friends of Foo. So a lot of folks will be offering special deals at their restaurants and at the bars and things like that. There's a lot of support of the festival itself, especially for folks coming in from out of town.
Yeah, so we have over 40 Friends of Foo. And Robbie, if you want to talk more about some of it, it's a lot. I think it's maybe the most that we've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. And to piggyback on the Friends of Foo is also the Foo on the menu. And I saw something yesterday downtown. And it looks like some of the restaurants are going to be putting out some incredible, incredible dishes. Italian meatloaf at Five Sisters.
Oh, boy.
And I am very excited to try that.
Well, Maria Goldberg is affiliated with the Great Southern Restaurants, and she has been instrumental with Foo Foo Festival for many years, correct?
Absolutely.
So I'm not surprised at all that they're
coming with it. She's one of the OGs.
Yes, right. I'm not surprised at all that they're coming up with a special menu.
She is our leader. And
shout out to Maria.
Shout out to Maria. And I like to say that anything that we do that's related to Foo is cool, because that's what Maria has trained us to look for.
Everything's cool. The cool factor.
FooFooFest.com. You can find all of the events, the 10 grantees. You can find the Friends of Foo. We've really built it so that you can create your own little itinerary. We've got a Spotify playlist, so if you want to hear some of the sounds of Foo.
Do I get that on the website?
Yeah, you can get it on the website. Cool. You can download it. But it's going to be fun. This year's theme is Foo Around and Find Out. And the t-shirts are really great. And we know people are always like, where do we get the swag? So you have to come to the events.
Right. FAFO.
Yes. And if you come to the kickoff next Wednesday down outside of 200 South, we're going to have a bunch of swag that for our project that we'll have passing out as well. So it's bags, koozies, t-shirts.
With Afterburn on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I know that Blend inside 200 South and Graffiti Pizza, they're working on some stuff to do with Afterburn. Everyone's a little scared about whatever Blend might come up with as a drink for Afterburn. Sounds dangerous, right?
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Ball or something.
That's right. And I know Night Moves Fest, they just announced yesterday they're having a flash sale on tickets for the festival. So if you buy, it's buy one, get one, 50% off, and you can go to nightmovesfest.com. And they've got a code that you insert, and you can go on their Instagram. The handlebar 850's got it up, or Night Moves Fest Instagram or their Facebook page, and find that code to get, you know, a ticket and one half off for a friend that's going with you.
And we were talking about Night Moves and the Music Fest, and it's three different headliners, I believe. So, Walker was saying, one is for the youngins, younger than us,
youngins,
clearly, because
we'd
established we're old when we got here today. But then Dashboard Confessionals, I mean, that's a millennials era right there. So
like middle school prime time.
Okay,
right
middle
there.
School. Fine.
Okay. I'm staying out of for this. The locals, like, you know, the Ben Loftons of the world. So they're going to be there as well.
Excellent.
And Japanese breakfast. Let's
They're
go.
Doing a whole thing with the Japanese American Society. It's got a whole schedule of events I saw. The Pensacola Symphony is doing Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, which is just one of my favorite pieces
it's
of all
be beautiful.
Time. That's going to be great. And the thing that they're doing at the Little Theater is kind of cool because it's at the center, but they're not just doing it on stage. They're incorporating the whole building. It's an interactive play. It's kind of based on Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, but the audience is going to be involved going from room to room. That's going to be really
fun. Well, and they did that a few years ago with Midsummer Night's Dream, and it was beautiful. So I'm very excited to see how they've done this, especially with the new rooftop and the remodel and everything that they've put into the theater. So I think it's going to be a great time. And Robbie alluded to it earlier with Foo Foo on the menu, but Odd Colony is doing a Foo Foo Brew, The Reservoir, which is new. If you haven't eaten there, it's delicious. You should definitely go.
It's right by the skate park.
So good, but they're doing a braised pork foo shank. Which perfect for the theme.
I mean,
foo around and find out.
Do you
out.
Remember how you came up with the name Foo Foo?
Yes.
Because I remember lots of discussions.
So there was a lot of discussion, and we worked with an agency out of Mobile, Hummingbird Ideas. And it turns out that when the sailors were out to sea, they would bring all their instruments up to the decks of the boat, the ship, and they would start playing for the other sailors. And that is called a foo-foo.
No kidding.
So it makes a lot of sense. We're the cradle of Naviation. We haven't had enough coffee today. That's, aviation.
That actually works for me because I completely understood
the Naviation.
What you meant. Yeah, the Naviation.
We're right here on the water. And so what a great way to tie in our history, what we're known for, what we love, and our arts community with Foo Foo Festival.
Excellent. So we're talking this morning on Pep Talk with Nicole Stacy, Robbie Schrock, Walker Wilson, all who have major roles in our community. But today they're wearing their Foo Foo hats. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620, please text it in about an event or something you're curious about. These are the experts on the expert panel today. So what have we not talked about? There's so much to talk about in a short amount of time. So tell us a little bit more about the schedule, what's happening. How does this all get organized? Are you the three? Are we looking at the organization?
So we've got a committee
right
of seven. And the committee is made up of Robbie Schrock, Kelly, We've got Warren Sonnen. We have Therese McKenzie. She's our chair. Maria Goldberg.
Trang.
And Trang Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And myself. And so, you know, we work really closely together. We are a powerhouse team.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we put out the call to grants, all of the nonprofits, they don't have to be specifically just arts or like the theater or the museum. It
right.
can just be nonprofits who want to bring something to elevate the arts community,
mm-hmm.
which is why I really love this. We just say, like, do something really cool.
Yeah.
As Robbie said, like, that's the famous Maria Goldberg statement. Is
that's the
what
qualifier.
Do you got that's really cool?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we call people like Walker and say, no, it better be really cool. Like, what are you going to do?
No pressure.
Yeah. And you apply for the grants. Mm-hmm. And as we said, we gave out 10 grants this
Amazing.
Year. And the way we score them is you're going to get what you asked for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you come in and we say, oh, you're going to get 50% and you're going to get 20%. It's you get what you ask for. We go down the list to the highest ranking scores. Those are the ones that will get the grant dollars. And then we just put it back out into the community. It really is an investment back out into our community for people, not just visitors, but for our residents to enjoy in a perfect time of year.
Okay.
And
so,
a thank you, too, to the TDC for allocating those funds, you know, to us so that we are able to work through ACE and through food to put on these incredible events, which are now in what – I mean, quote unquote, shoulder season, right?
Right.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful outside mm-hmm. right now. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to visit us in October and November. But a big thank you to them for supporting us.
And those are as the Tourist Development Council, those are the dollars that come in from the tourists that come into our area. And so having that then designated to this, which brings in more tourists, and so now we're on a roll because now we're actually funding something that's going to bring a great event to our community for all of us locals, but at the same time continuing that tradition of inviting tourists to come down during the shoulder season and have some fun.
That's right. And we're excited, too, as part of Friends of Foo, the DIB is partnering with Shops of Palafox and the Palafox Market to put on a holiday market November 5th, the Shops of Palafox, which all the retail stores will be doing a sale and rolling out their Christmas stuff.
Oh,
and
good.
We're also going to turn the Christmas lights on November 5th. So you can come downtown, get a free picture with Santa Claus from 3 to 5 o'clock in front of the Pensacola History Museum.
Uh-huh.
You got to bring your own camera and go do a little shopping, watch the lights come on, and then you go check out Pensacola Opera's Rock the Runway, which is also that evening.
Wow.
Right after you take a selfie underneath Afterburn before you go in the door.
Well, so you know you're sitting beside a model.
Yes, obviously.
It's Robbie, everyone.
Yes,
no, three models.
But no, I have been fortunate enough to be a part of this event before it was part of Foo. And when I tell you, I tell everyone about this event, it is so fun
mm-hmm.
how you combine the opera with rock
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, strutting down the catwalk.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really fun. And I'm very, very excited for them. And now moving it over to the Sanger Theater. So there's still tickets on sale. So make sure you get those tickets. Don't miss Rock the Runway. Very excited.
And that's on
that.
Wednesday the 5th. Is that correct?
Yes.
November
5th.
Yeah,
you can get the tickets at PensacolaOpera.com.
Okay. That sounds like so much fun. Are you modeling this year, young lady?
Yes. I'll
be
representing Dillard's. And I got to do my outfit last week. And very, very excited.
Excellent. Excellent. So much fun with all of this. How long does it take to plan this? It's just a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, we do it in our sleep, man.
Well, the labor of love comes from the people like Walker mm-hmm. and the grant recipients. So they're the ones that are putting in the long hours to ensure that, you know, their dollars that, you know, are given to them through the TDC are, you know, put forth in the best way. And the, I mean, they do. They put on incredible events throughout the year. But, you know, all of these grants right now with Foo First definitely elevated.
It is. It's a great week. You don't want to miss it. What's the website again so people can see the events and schedule and tickets and all that good stuff?
FooFooFest.com. You can find everything there. You can check us out on our social media channels. All of the event organizers have Foo Foo information on their websites as well. Visit Pensacola obviously has an entire page dedicated to Foo
Foo. My favorite source for
so,
the calendar.
You know, we are all working together just to make sure that people know there is always something to do in Pensacola.
So I understand you do have a committee, but do you need volunteers for something like this to help out? Is it too late
for someone? I do have one thing that I would love Nicole to elaborate on is the surveys. and how important our surveys are to us and what that means.
Sure. So for volunteering, check the individual organizations and their events. That's who you want to go to if they need help. Or if you want to be a food vendor or a vendor of any of those events, go to the organizers. FooFoo really handles the research. We handle the advertising and we handle the grant dollars. So to Robbie's point with the research, we have partnered up with Downs and St. Germain. They will be handing out these survey cards to all of the events. And it's really important that you fill that out because it tells us the economic impact that it's bringing back to Escambia County. It tells the organizers if you loved their event, if you hated their event, what you could do better, what other opportunities we could bring, or just how much you loved it. Be nice. We've all worked really hard on this, so we should have led with that. Be nice. But it asks you, you know, where are you from? Because we want to know what audiences are we bringing in from out of town. If you're a local, is this your first FooFoo event? Is it your 12th? Is it your 100th? You know, are you a part of the arts organization? So we really do want to connect with the people that are coming to these events. So if someone hands you a survey card, whether it be one of our street team members, one of us, or one of the event organizers, please fill it out. It really does help us improve the festival year over year.
And one thing maybe to clarify for folks that are used to going to things like the Gulf Coast Arts Festival, where it's all in one place, all one weekend, what's special about this, it is not necessarily all in one place.
Right.
So some people think, oh, the festival, when is it? What? No, this is over, what, 10 days total? Is that right?
Yeah,
10 days total. It's 10 days. It's October 30th through November 10th. So all different locations, all different venues, all different highlights, all different aspects of what's great about our community.
It really does. It's the umbrella. It's the umbrella of the arts in Pensacola. And so whether you're going to the Hijashikan or you're going to Afterburn or you're going to Jazz for Justice or we'll see you out at Night Moves, no matter what, if you're going to Pensacola State College, like it brings us all together and just showcases arts, culture, and entertainment, which Pensacola has plenty of and we love. So we want our visitors to enjoy it as well as our residents.
Okay, so the three of you have done this, I think, since the beginning. So what's your favorite? We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. What's been your favorite highlight of FooFoo Festival in the past, and what are you looking forward to the most this year?
Oh, gosh.
I know. That's a loaded question.
I know.
I love, you know, different aspects of it. So I don't think I can pinpoint one favorite. I mean, there's ones that I always look forward to. I'm very, very excited for Jazz for Justice just because I love the New Orleans funk, Preservation Hall Brass Band. You know, if that's your vibe,
where's
you don't
that
want to miss that.
That'll be at the Museum of Commerce. So down by Museum
downtown. And the opening act is Ninth Avenue Brass Band. And we've had them out at Bands on the Beach. And they're going to be having a second line parade. So very excited. Feel good events. And again, you know, like I shared, I'm very excited again for the luck and, you know, seeing what they have up their sleeve this year. And I mean, you know, we missed an installation in Walker and Company last year. So very, very excited to have them back. And I mean, the Blue Angels just seem to have nothing but time on the weekends here lately. So hopefully we can get them down there and for some photo ops.
True. Yeah, they might be available. Yeah. So that's exciting. Afterburn.
Yeah, we're excited about it. It should be good. The artist is from Germany, and he's done installations all over the world. And he'll fly in on Thursday and start putting stuff up on Friday morning until he gets it all put up. So we work with a local company, which is nice to kind of set up our framework for all of these big installations. And but normally the artists are from overseas, and so that makes things a little bit more difficult
on
the planning thing. Yeah,
for sure. Okay, Nicole.
I think one of my favorites has been the digital display that we did on the Arts L gallery.
That was mine.
Probably like 10 years ago, I think.
Spectacular. It was so good.
Because it just gave the entire storyline of Pensacola. I think to Walker's point, the international artists that we bring in to Pensacola every year just makes it so special. The Blue Trees last year, whether you loved them or hated them, the story there was a really, really powerful one. You know, the Choral Society has done some really cool stuff. The vendors that we have this year, the partners, they always step it up.
Right.
It's always above and beyond the normal programming. So it always makes for a special, special year.
And it's exciting for the arts organizations, too. Absolutely. I know all the actors are excited about what's coming to PLT.
Absolutely. So foofoofest.com, mark your calendars. Everything kicks off on October 29th downtown with the Afterburn pre-party. And then we will see you out in the streets because it's going to be a really good 12 days of celebration.
And it's all starting next week. Thank you so much, Nicole Stacy, Robbie Schrock, Walker Wilson. You do so much for our community. And thank you for pulling this Foo Foo Festival up again. It's going to be fabulous.
We'll see you soon.
See you. Thank you so much.